Nacional Singing Arena. Cheer my Lois Fisher Fashion. Here we go now, here we go again. Oh, ye know you know get home him. It's like you're sleeping, sleeping. No simo lace a hoy pino. There's a smile deep, deep within you. Oh, shane no rena, rena. There's songs for singing arena. Fashion. Here we go now, here we go again. Oh, ye know you know get home him. It's like you're sleeping, sleeping. No simon, I say hoy pino. There's a smile deep, deep within you. Oh, she ain't no rena, rena. There's songs for singing arena.
Nachum Segal, Miriam L. Wallach. It's a live lunch Thursday, although for our guests who are with us via telephone, it's more like a live breakfast. Maybe brunch, who knows? We always make our friends' eighth day get up really early in the morning to join us on JM in the AM, because they're on the West Coast. They're in crazy California, where according to what Bensie just told me off the air, Miriam, guess what? Dodger Stadium opening up to 20% capacity, which is great news, obviously.
Really? How is that possible?
I don't know. Maybe we'll find out in the course of this conversation. But anyway, the reason we were hesitant to ask them to get up at 5 a.m. to join us is because the whole purpose of this call and this on-air appearance is to say thank you. Say thank you for them for really dedicating a lot of time, great effort, and wonderful cheer and joy to our Kosher Halftime Show 2021 project, brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Eighth Day, Mayor Kay, and so many others played such an important role in giving us a wonderful video and a really appropriate 2021 video when you think about the whole COVID situation. So finally, just almost a month ago, we presented the Kosher Halftime Show, but finally, Baruch Hashem, we have both Bensie and Shmuley with us live via telephone on this a Thursday afternoon. Gentlemen, a pleasure to welcome you to the Nachum Segal Network.
Hello. Thank you so much.
It is great to speak to you guys, and it's great to have you on. And right off the bat, before we talk about California, before we talk about Roland, which of course we have to play, we want to say thank you publicly for being amazing sports, great actors, and incredible musicians, and helping us turn our eighth consecutive Kosher Halftime Show into one that starred Eighth Day and really made a nice impression on everybody and gave everybody a really good feeling during a very difficult time. So to both of you, we say thank you.
Wow. You're
very welcome.
Thank you. Yeah.
So what's it like working with Mayor Kay?
No, we know what it's like to work with Mayor Kay.
That's true. We do know what it's like to work with Mayor Kay. Go ahead, Betsy. I'm sorry.
There's nothing wrong with getting up early.
Ooh!
Nothing wrong with it. Don't feel bad.
I like that.
Don't feel bad.
I like that a lot. Exactly. Thank you. Now, the next time we ask you to get up at 5 a.m. for us, we will not feel guilty at all. But this time we just felt, you know, just not appropriate.
It's busy at 5 a.m. with our chavrusas and everything. That's the issue.
That's the problem. You have a full schedule at that time in the morning. Exactly. I mean, come on. All right. So, gentlemen, we've done this before, as Miriam just pointed out. We worked with Mayor Kay. And I'm sure you enjoyed his joy and cheer and his unique way to get a script together to make it really appropriate for the times. Did you have a good time doing the whole bit with him and then performing a song for us?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mayor Kay is, as you know, very, very talented. He brings great energy to anything he works on. And it was a blast. It was an absolute blast.
That was what we were trying to figure out. We were trying to figure out when you and Schmully and all the guys were there in that, you know, really funny routine about nobody being able to, or I should say Mayor not being able to identify anybody. We were wondering what you were thinking, what was going through your head. Were you actually having a good time throughout that whole scene?
Absolutely. It was a lot of fun, and it was a great idea. The idea was, I was laughing just reading the script. It was very funny. It was a blast, absolutely.
Schmully, have you ever been have you been mistaken for Bensie before, or this was the first time at the Kosher Halftime Show?
The Marcus brothers are very much confusing to many people. We get someone just told me he loves my new album that I did with Ari Hill. I'm like, that's Ellie Marcus. Also, we have a brother who did the McGillis Esther. So I'm getting, what that message is, truly, I love your McGillis. It's so good. I'm like, that's my brother, Yossi. Everybody has us confused. It's really fun.
You just opened the floodgate. You just opened the camera.
I see that, and I feel terrible. Well, on the subject of siblings, apparently Miriam L. Wallach has regards to the two of you from a set. Miriam, take it away.
You know, guys, I think at this point I see your sister more than you do.
Lucky you.
Yes, indeed, lucky me. That is for sure. That is for sure. But there was a wedding in February, the beginning of February. They were coming in, you know. She and I are close now.
Did you meet Massimo the dog?
Of course I did. Are you kidding me? And what was so funny is that between the time I was there in November and the time I was there in January, they did so much training of matzo ball that when he saw me, he did not even jump on me, which is something that they had been working on because he was like, I don't want to say attacking. He was very excited to see guests when they got to the farm.
Is matzo ball the most aggressive of all the Marcuses, gentlemen? Is he the...
Definitely.
And when will we put all of this together? When will the Nahum Segal Network host a concert on the on your sister's property down in Hawaii with Eighth Day and a whole worldwide audience invited to enjoy? When are we going to put all those elements together? When will that happen?
And then you have Mendel Durkin do a cooking show.
He's a good chef, huh, Miriam?
Not only a cooking show, but a shchita and cooking show.
He does it all, huh?
He's the only chef that can chef his own behemoth. He's amazing.
No joke, by the way. No joke. But what's so funny is that the first time we went there and listening to Chani talk about the, you know, the shchita and what they do and how it works and the whole thing, I was like standing at one part of the farm near their outdoor seating area, which of course they refer to as the Mishkan. So I'm standing near the Mishkan, and I say to Chani, so where do you do the shchita? And she goes, basically where you're standing. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I quickly get away from that spot and then let them know that I don't eat meat.
Now I want to circle back to the beginning of the Kosher Halftime Show project for two reasons. First of all, Eighth Day had just come off the incredible explosion of the song Rollin', which is so great, and I need you guys to give me whatever Rashi and Tosfos on that song you can. I think we figured it out. I think we got it, but I just want to make sure. Also, I think the timing of when it came out had something to do with it, but again, you'll tell us. But before we get to that, When I first contacted Bensi and Schmully, and as you can imagine, they were so magnanimous, whatever you guys need, etc. But, you know, we have insane schedules. And Bensi explained to me what it's like taking care of the eighth day operation. And it's, you know, it's essentially around the clock gig, so to speak. And then he tells me that Schmully, in addition to everything he does with eighth day, actually has a synagogue. Schmully, where is your synagogue? In what city in California?
We're in a very small city between L.A. and San Diego, basically. So it's south of L.A.
What's the official name of it?
It's Los Alamitos.
And I'm not trying to be funny. Is there a Jewish community around there? Are there Jews in general there? Do you see a lot of visitors? Like, who's coming to shul?
Well, our father started it in the 80s.
Wow.
And he when he got here, of course, there was, you know, maybe one Shomer Shabbos, and he built it up to a minyan of Shomer Shabbos, and he's really the power behind it is our fantastic dad. And that's the story.
Well,
it's like any other Chabad house. It's like any of the other 5,000 Chabad houses in, like, tiny little cities. That's us.
Nachum, you know, you were hesitating to ask, you know, is there a Jewish community? And you were, like, you know, almost embarrassed to ask the question. It's not like you said to him, so how many pizza stores you got?
Yeah. Is there an Eruv at a pizza shop? That's actually what you need now to have a Jewish community. So, I mean, Bensi told me, in all seriousness, Bensi told me, I mean, to your credit, that you spend an insane amount of time concentrating on building the Chabad house, building the shul, and just, you know, and providing whatever services are necessary. Now, I know that might be embarrassing for you to be called out, you know, in that realm, but, I mean, kol hakavod to you. It must be something to have an obsession where the obsession includes, you know, shul and Torah learning.
Absolutely. I think it's very similar to what Eighth Day does with the music, uplift people.
Yeah.
I think the same thing. You put a mezuzah on someone's house. You get somebody a pair of tefillin. It's all the same point.
You
really
know, someone told me, one of your colleagues who you know well, I was on the phone with him yesterday, and he said, you know, there's the wax, there's the wick, and there's the flame. I'm sure you've heard this before. It was words of the Lubavitcher Rebbe. And there are people who need to, you know, build the wax, build the candle, the facility. There are people who make sure there's a wick. And then there are those who light the flame. And I think we could say that Eighth Day are the ones who light the flame. When you say that they inspire.
Wow.
Am I right? Am I right that would be a good analogy?
Definitely what we hope to do.
Yeah, I think you're doing a great job at it, frankly.
I agree.
Thank you, Miriam. Next time you see their sister, make sure to send regards.
Okay. Please, God, I should see her soon. Amen. And let us all say amen.
We've got Bensi and Schmully with us for the next couple of minutes. Eighth Day is on. Big thank you to them. Kosher Halftime Show. If you haven't seen it yet, search Kosher Halftime Show 2021. It'll be up forever, and it's a great show. And hopefully months and years from now, it'll be an amazing look back at a very sensitive period of time, where people really did need to celebrate. And, of course, Celebrate is the song they do in the Kosher Halftime Show. Tell me about Roland. I never was fair to you guys in getting you on the air just to discuss this single. Is this single part of an upcoming album? We always get to see hints on social media that there are more musical projects coming from both of you. I even think the week you were doing the Kosher Halftime Show in January, when you were recording it for us, I think that week you actually had a different schedule of studio sessions to get some music done. So tell me about the nuts and bolts of Roland, and then we'll discuss what the song's about.
Yes. So first of all, it is part of an upcoming album we're very excited about.
Woo!
And cannot wait to get it out there. It's taking time, but we'll get it. We'll get there. But yeah, it was, you know, felt like it couldn't be more appropriate and more relevant for the time right now. And
you know, it's
thank
funny.
God it came together beautiful, and we had fun making the video, and the feedback was amazing. Baruch Hashem.
It's funny that you say about, you know, appropriateness and all that, especially where you are, because, you know, with the reputation that California, New York has a bad enough reputation during COVID in terms of lockdown, isolation, and restrictions, but, you know, California has really got that bad reputation. And it was sort of like both of you were saying, you know what, guys, we got to just get out there, start rolling. We got to, you know, start celebrating, rolling, and having a much better time and living life a little better than we have been over the last few months. Can I assume that there was some type of COVID spice sprinkled onto all of this?
Absolutely.
There you
Absolutely.
Go.
Absolutely.
And the lyrics.
The idea,
oh, sorry.
I mean, Shmuel, you can chime in here, but the idea definitely is so relevant. The message is so relevant now because everybody feels stuck. Everybody feels like, you know, this is just never going to end. And what's going to, you know, when is everything going to open up? When is my life going to get back to normal? Everybody's just stuck.
Yep.
Where do I go? And the whole idea is keep moving day by day, one foot at a time. Keep a good mindset. Stay positive. Keep it moving. Keep on rolling. And that's how things come together. That's how things, that's how we get back on track. You can't get back on track if you're not moving forward. You can't get anywhere. So you just keep on rolling.
Shmuley, you're as a composer, you're responsible for both the words and music for this song?
Mostly lyrics. Me and Betsy worked on the melody, of course.
So on the lyrics, I mean, water's on my mind and I just can't swim. The only way to win is to jump right in. I mean, is there anything more to that than the... Because we kept thinking it might actually be a reference to Kriyas Yamsuf, and it came out, you know, just in advance of those Parshios. But, I mean, is there more to it, or just, again, a metaphor for, you know, for just, you know, getting out there and starting to move and groove?
So Pashut Pshat, the song is actually from the Torah. There's the way the Pasuk phrases it, you know, Vatem Tacharishun also says you're not going back to Mitzrayim. It also says Hashem Yilochim Lachem. There's a verse that tells the Jews four different things, and the Chachamim figured out that there was four groups, four opinions of what to do when they were stuck at the Yam Suf.
Right.
One said, go back and fight Mitzrayim. One said to just, you know, call it a day and quit. And, you know, they wanted to just end it all. Some said, let's go back and be slaves. Or some said, let's just daven. So those are the four groups, right?
Yep.
So that is exactly the song. And that is the push-up shot of the song. So Nachshon Ben Aminadav had water on his mind, but the only way was to jump right in. And that's really what caused Kriyas Yam Suf to happen.
Just keep on moving. Roll it on. Don't stop for the ocean. I love how you guys get these lyrics down.
Moshe says you're all wrong. Everybody had a good idea.
Yep.
You know, Moshe says you're wrong. Hashem says, V'yiso, take a step forward, keep moving. The waters will, fade away.
Keep
That's
on moving.
Exactly the push-up shot. You got it.
Keep on moving. Waters fade away. Just keep on moving. Roll it on. Don't stop for the ocean. Keep on moving until you find your way. Actually, you know, with the song concentrating on moving through an ocean at, I guess, relatively high speed as the enemy approaches, it's funny that you were using, you know, an automobile on what was, you know, a nice freeway, I guess we'd say, to do the video. Anything in depth about that, or that's just another way to roll, is to get into a car and start rolling.
Yeah, we just wanted to show, you know, movement, transportation,
right,
getting somewhere, and there's some beautiful freeways, like you mentioned, right around us. So
I love the fact that you included the green screen raw shots for us to enjoy as well. That was fun.
Right.
That's very 2021, to say the least. Well, we're going to wrap this segment up with Roland, and we want to thank you again. A big, big thank you to 8th Day, the 8th consecutive Kosher Halftime Show start, 8th Day, and of course Mayor Kay and many others in our production, and just came out on Super Bowl Sunday on the 7th of February. If you haven't seen it yet, as some listeners have told us, they haven't had a chance to check it out yet, just search Kosher Halftime Show 2021, sponsored by the Rothenberg Law Firm and starring 8th Day. Gentlemen, thank you. I hope that you're able to keep on rolling until California gets to, you know, the point of normalcy out there.
Thank you, Nachum.
Thank you so much.
A pleasure. And enjoy that Dodger game whenever you make it there. Bensi says 20% attendance at Dodger Stadium.
I don't get it. They can't eat indoors. They can't do anything indoors. They can't have school. They can't have this. They can't have that.
I know, but you always forget how important baseball is.
You know, only because the football season is over. Am I right?
That might be the case, actually.
Yeah.
That might be the reason, frankly. All right, everybody. This is it. This is the song we were talking about. This is not the one featured in the Kosher Halftime Show. Kosher Halftime Show featured Celebrate. This is Roland. we're still going to say brand new from 8th Day at the Nahum Segal Network.
Some say, close your eyes and pray. Some will wave a big white flag, screaming with surrender. Some quit, calling it a day. Just keep on moving, roll it on. Don't stop for the ocean.
Don't stop.
Keep on moving, waters fade away. Keep on moving, roll it on. Don't stop for the ocean.
Don't stop.
Keep on moving till you find your way. There's just nothing about survival. Some say
doesn't really pay.
Some hold on tight, screaming, can't change my nature. Some say we just can't find our way. Just keep on moving, roll it on. Don't stop for the ocean.
Stop.
Keep on moving, waters fade away. Keep on moving, roll it on. Don't stop for the ocean.
Don't stop.
Keep on moving till you find your way. Jump right in, staring down a barrel, but I trust in him. Waves are crashing, but we're coming in. Got my eye on the prize, won't stop for the lies. I'll be running down this path till he opens my eyes. Clouds are dark, I can't see a thing, but I wait to see the light that my faith will bring.
Don't stop.
Keep on moving, waters fade away. Keep on moving, roll it on. Don't stop for the ocean.
Don't stop.
Keep on moving till you find your way.
Hey!
Water's on my mind and I just can't swim. The only way to win is to jump right in. I'm staring down the barrel, but I trust in him. The waves are crashing and we're coming in. Got my eye on the prize, won't stop for the lies. I'll be running down this path till he opens my eyes. Clouds so dark, I can't see a thing, but I wait to see the light that my faith will bring.
Oh, there we go. Rolling, brand new from 8th Day.